this is now the talky bit, which Dad normally does, but obviously he's not here, so this is my job for today. But before we start, could you just turn to someone around you and give them a hug or shake their hand or something? That has absolutely nothing to do with the Bible passage today, but hugs make us feel happy, and I would like a happy congregation. So yeah, as I've said, this is the part where I'm going to explain the significance of the teachings from the Bible passages that we've read on our lives today. And some of you are probably thinking, she's just an inexperienced 16-year-old. I'm not sure if I'm going to want to listen to what she's saying. But bear with me. I'm qualified. I do have GCSE in religious studies. So that's a start. And so I'm hopefully going to talk for about 5 minutes, unless we discover that I've inherited my dad's genes and I've probably gone for 10. So the book of Joshua, I found that there's quite a lot to learn from the different passages, and especially the one that we've been studying. We were studying it in our group downstairs the other week. Chapter 3, verses 1 to 7 was Joshua taking the people of Israel to the promised land and crossing the River Jordan. And I think it's just one of many examples of God's power. And if we remember back to the list we made earlier, God uses his power for the best of us, and because he loves us, he wants to help us, and he uses his power in all the right ways. And with faith, he can do anything through us. And I think the faith is the key part, because God has the power to help us, but if we're not faithful to him, then we're not going to trust that he can do it, and we need to trust in him. And I'm sure there are situations that we all find ourselves in, maybe at school or at work, where it feels like we're the only ones that have faith, and it can feel really lonely and isolating. But that shouldn't make us shy away from our beliefs and our faithfulness for God. It may be difficult, but I think it's more of a reason to be faithful if we're the only one, just like Joshua. Because if we're not around, then there's no faith. And maybe God wants to use you and your faith to do something amazing, just like he did with Joshua. So it's not anything to be afraid of. So the first teaching is really to just quite simply be faithful. Maybe you can think of someone who's in an impossible situation at the moment, or maybe you're facing an impossible situation yourself, because that happens to all of us at some point in our lives. And imagine the situation as a river in a flood, which is impossible to cross. And the resolution to your problem is just on the other side. And then with God's faith, imagine the water being pushed back. And that just shows that anything is possible. Even the biggest problem that you may face, and you're thinking God doesn't care about this problem, or it's too big for God, it's actually not, and you shouldn't be put off by that. God had the power to create the universe, and if he had the power to do that, I'm pretty sure he has the power to help us in our impossible situations. And he wants to help us, because we're his children and he loves us, so his help is there. We just need to be faithful to him. When we were planning this service and sorting out who would do what part, I agreed to do this part, and it was all okay until it dawned on me that I was actually going to have to teach the Bible to a whole congregation. And worse than that is a congregation that's used to hearing my dad speak, and he's pretty good, and I was worrying what I'd be like in comparison. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking, I can't do it, I have no idea what to say, I'm going to say something wrong, and it seemed like an impossible situation. But with all the worrying that I was doing, I'd forgotten that with faith in God, he would help us, and it was stupid of me to forget, considering this is what the whole service was about, being faithful to God, and yet I was still forgetting to be faithful and to trust him to help us do this service. So when I started to pray about it, I knew that God would help me to say the right things, and he would help me to say it at a speed which you can understand. Hopefully I'm doing that. And I could see God pushing back the flood of my impossible situation, and now I feel like I'm kind of standing on the other side, which is really encouraging. And God has done some amazing things in my life, and I'm sure he has in yours too. And we need to stop worrying and think of these great things he's done, when we're faced with an impossible situation, because we just need to be reminded that he will get us through it. And this is the second thing we need to remember. Joshua 4, verses 1 to 7, is about simply remembering that God is powerful and that God is faithful. And I don't know about you, but to me that sounds blatantly obvious that we should be doing that. But it's not. And I find it's a bit like at school when teachers remind us, oh, in the exam, make sure you actually read the exam question. And to me that sounds stupidly obvious. But it is important to remember. And if we do that thing wrong, then we could be in a lot of trouble. So I think it's like remembering God's faithfulness and power. So many of us forget it so much of the time. And I think it's something we should all try and remember. But then there's the question of how do you remember the amazing things God has done? Because he may do millions of great things in your life, and you're thinking, I can't remember all of them. And some are better than others. Maybe I should remember them over the other ones. But I think the way to do it, an effective way to remember, is to tell your stories of what God has done to other people. Like, they did this a lot in the biblical times, and we can see how important that is, because if they hadn't written down and told their stories, then we'd have no idea what happened back then today. So that is very important in our lives. And also today, I think in our families, we may tell stories of significant occasions, so we remember them. For example, in our family, we always tell each other of the story of the Christmas when Grandma forgot to put the turkey in the oven. And so we tell each other that story just to remind ourselves. And obviously now there's the one where she's broken her arm, and that's kind of added to the little collection of Christmas stories. But the way we remember them is by telling each other. So tell people when God does something amazing in your life, because your story may be of great encouragement to someone else at another point in their life. So remembering some of the good things that God has done helps us to be faithful. And I think, moreover, we shouldn't want to forget the good things God's done in our lives. We should want to remember them. We should want to be shouting about it and shouting it out to all of our friends and people who don't even believe in God, because then that's the way that they're going to hear about God. If they hear our stories, see that God is a living God and he's working through us. I don't know about you, but I'd like to be one of the Joshuas of this world and to keep my faith and to remember it and to use that to help others. So I don't know how long I've been talking for, but that's the end now. But I'd just like to end on a prayer. Dear God, please help us to learn from the book of Joshua and help us to be faithful and to remember your power. Help us to use that to make a difference in this world and to do something amazing in our lives and the lives of people around us. Help us to be more like Joshua. In your name we pray. Amen.